A steaming hot cup of Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
Coast FM.
Friday.
Yeah. We're here. Although it probably doesn't mean much to a lot of you at the moment.
No, fair. That is fair. And especially since now... the schools are moving into a different phase, aren't they?
Yes.
I mean, look, I've got to be honest. I've been going to pick up Cooper every day, and I've been watching over this week as the car park has just gone from bloop, 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 bloop. I think he had seven people in his class yesterday.
Yeah. Well, now they're even saying, just keep your kids home.
They're saying, if you can.
Yeah.
Next week, they're saying that school will go ahead as much as normal as the current situation can be. They're still doing classes, but they're saying keep them home if you can. And then the week after that, which is there was even meant to be another week on top before holidays
started. Yeah, week early school holidays will start.
But a week after that, they're saying there'll be no learning. They'll just be basically supervising the kids as they try.
Yeah, if there's nowhere else for them to go.
Yeah. So, look, obviously... it all depends on what you can manage, but ideally it is the time to start thinking about keeping your kids at home.
Yeah.
And then who knows what next term will be. It'll obviously be some variety of online thing, and other measures will be in place. Be interesting to see what
there's rumours are the next two terms won't be in class, but look, who knows? We'll have to wait and see.
Definitely next term will be different. So yes, we got that up at our Facebook page, all the details and stuff. All the details everywhere are very available. I was chatting to a mate in the States yesterday, and they've been in lockdown for like more than a week. He's barely gone out for 2 weeks.
Wow.
He started a podcast, which you know, is one way that I suppose that you can try and let your creativity emerge. But it'll be interesting to see what we do sort of in amongst all of this, because...
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see when we are told we're the same,
We feel like that's... I mean, it seems inevitable at some
close,
point, doesn't it?
But we don't know when it's going to happen. Is it going to happen this week, next week, a month? Who knows?
Yeah, I don't know. I know another mate who says he's saving a heap on washing. At least at the moment. He hasn't worn pants for 6 days.
Wow.
Yeah. Scary thing is he only went into isolation yesterday.
Gross.
Yeah. I don't know. So instead of the usual street appeal, RSPCA's Happy Tales Day is a day of online giving this year.
Aww.
Raising funds for animals in need.
Love that.
And you can help out by checking the RSPCA Facebook page. They've got links there. You can go to their main page. But today's the day, so if you can spare some, help out.
Yep.
And apparently, according to Andy from Tech Daily, today is National Backup Day.
There you go. Back up your computer.
Exactly right. So if you've
got... I need to back up mine, tell you what.
Photos and always photos that get lost when phones die and stuff.
It's the only thing now without your Kodaks.
Yeah. So not just think your computer, think your phone, think your tablets.
Yeah.
All the photos and stuff you got on those. Maybe if you're inside and wondering what to do, there's your task for the day.
Nice.
In 1935, the Northern Tissue Company from America introduced splinter-free toilet paper to distinguish it from rival brands. Now, first of all, surely if you're using this for, like, you know, toilet paper, surely you'd be called the Southern Tissue rather than Northern. But anyway, side point. Anyway. I'm not sure if that's just because other brands actually had splinters in them. Maybe toilet paper's come a very long way.
How thick was it?
I don't know. Well, clearly,
it's a splinter.
It was bark.
It was a piece of bark. That makes me cringe.
Or if it was just a clever marketing ploy just to cast doubt in buyers' minds.
Oh, my God.
You know?
Does that mean other toilet paper has splinters
exactly
in it?
Exactly right. And if that it was, clever. That is genius.
Yeah.
Because you'd want to be safe. Anyway, I see a new phrase to replace the best thing since sliced bread. Surely, it should have been from 1935, the best thing since splinter-free toilet paper. Mind you, at the moment, it could just be, you know, the best thing since toilet paper was back on the shelf.
Yeah, honestly, we probably take splinter-filled toilet paper at the moment. Anything.
Some of the stuff I've been using probably has been.
Oh, ew.
Too much information.
Far out.
It's strange times, I think it's fair to say. So we thought we'd go straight to the source to plug us into what's happening locally. Our Mayor, Rhys Williams, is on the line. Morning, Rhys.
Good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Yeah,
good.
Not too bad. Strange, strange times, as we say.
Yeah. What is Mandurah doing in particular to help those in need? Are we doing anything like Perth? Like, I know they were helping out with parking and rent and things like that.
Yeah, look, we've gone through all that stuff. I mean, it's sort of at this stage a no-brainer that all governments have to go through and do all the things they can to make it as easy for people as possible. We don't have paid parking in Mandra, so that was one we left off the list.
But
obviously, just, you know, all frozen, all fees and charges frozen, no penalties for anyone that is finding it hard to pay any debts that they've got to the city and all those things. But the key thing that we're really focused on now, having got all that sort of low-hanging fruit out the way, is what are we going to do to make sure that all 90,000 people in our community feel supported, and that there's a plan in place to make sure that particularly those people who are vulnerable or disadvantaged have got the help that they need. And you guys would know this as well as anyone, there is so much great stuff happening right across the community already. People are really stepping up to the plate. And that's great, because the reality is we're all in this together on this one.
Mm.
But we're kind of looking at three key areas that I think it's important that the community know about in terms of the response plan for Mandra. And this is both our responsibility as a local government and the community's responsibility. The first one is to check in with each other. So we're going to be making some calls directly to households starting next week, just ringing people up, checking in, how are you going? You know, is there anything that you need? We encourage residents to do the same. If you've got the phone numbers of your neighbours, just give them a call every few days, see how they're going, particularly if you've got elderly people living close by or people who you know are disadvantaged. So that's, you know, important that you've got your neighbours' phone numbers. The second thing is a lot of great groups locally, not-for-profits and community organisations, community groups really wanting to help and have a role to play in supporting each other. We're just making sure that happens in a coordinated fashion, because what we don't want is everyone tripping over each other. So,
fair enough.
mandramatters.com.au/COVID-19 is where anyone that's part of a group that is wanting to help or that is already doing some things can go to register what they're up to, and then we'll be making sure that there's that really coordinated approach. And the third thing, and this is, you know, where we're so grateful to people like you guys at Coast FM, we need to make sure that we're constantly talking to each other, and not just talking to each other about, you know, the infection spread. Those things are important, but it's also important that we talk to each other about how we can continue to help each other. And one of the things that I want to see is, if you've got something that you're doing in your street or a group that you're part of that you're doing to help, just get that information out there. Share it. Share it with your local radio station. Share it on social media. Share it wherever you can, because the more people are talking about how they can help each other, the more it sort of reinforces to everybody living here, we've all got a role to play in this. And also it gives people ideas. So you might be doing something in Meadow Springs someone down in Seascapes can copy.
Absolutely.
So I think that's really important as well.
Yeah.
So the Mandra Matters website obviously is a good place, but we'll keep an eye on the City of Mandra Facebook page and websites for all the details.
Sure, right.
And we'll plug you in, and we'll catch up on a regular basis, I think, just to sort of keep everyone in the loop.
Yeah, good on you guys. We're grateful for that.
Thank you for having a chat this morning, Reece. Appreciate it.
No worries, and thanks for all your work. I guess this is one of those times where the community pulls together, and isn't it great that we've got a local radio station that people can go to for their sources of information? So people got to make sure they tune into Coast FM.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
With our entertainment update.
Is that all?
I know, I'm sorry. There's no effort in it today because we're getting down to business.
Oh, goodness.
Sneaky Parkinson.
All right. Well, Meghan Markle has announced she's set to narrate a Disney movie.
Well, we all saw that coming.
Yes, we knew it was coming. But Disney have announced that the royal, or ex-royal, I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows? What are they now?
Just the famous couple.
Yep. She is set to voice a nature documentary about elephants, simply titled Elephant.
All right.
There you go. It's set to premiere on Disney Plus April 3. So you'll be hearing her voice as the start of Earth Month. That's what they're doing to celebrate.
Nice.
Fans of The Bachelor Australia will have to wait even longer to see the new season after production was suspended over coronavirus fears, obviously.
Yep.
Channel 10 confirmed in a statement that it will be delayed as it was no longer practical to continue. The health and safety of our participants and crew members is our number one priority, they said. The delay means you'll have to wait until probably next year to see our very own Perth's own Lockie have his shot at finding love in the Bachelor Mansion. Of course, he was on Survivor this year. Foxtel has made changes to the content library for all users during the COVID-19 crisis, upgrading everyone to the full range of services no matter what package you're on. So if you're bored at home, maybe turn to Foxtel.
Wow.
You could get some. I know all the streaming services are doing stuff at the moment.
They
so
are,
you can
true.
Really get on board with all of them. And Foxtel is just one of them that's got a new package at the moment. And Ariana Grande has been helping out fans affected by the coronavirus by sending them cash bundles of up to $1,000.
Wow.
She's reportedly sent cash to at least 20 struggling fans so far. One of them saying, "She reached out and took care of my salary for the whole month." She took to Twitter this week to share a snippet of new music as well. She said, "I miss making things. I can't wait to get back to work. But for now, let's stay inside, please." This is the snippet.
Potentially recorded on her iPhone.
Yeah. Tell me all up in my feels. In no kind of ways. I've been trying to wait, but lately I just want to keep it real. No more playing safe. Let's take it all the way.
Is it just me, or is that first bit sound a little bit like Polly Put the Kettle On? Is it
possibly
Polly Put the Kettle? Anyway, okay.
Yeah. Well, there you go. New Ariana Grande coming out soon, maybe.
Nikki and Tamello back Monday from 6.
97.3 Coast FM.